Hey, folks, my name is Dr. Amy Perlman. I'm a board-certified urologist with expertise in sexual, hormonal, and genitourinary health, and I'm coming at you with pearls and perspectives at the Sexual Medicine Society of North America in Grapevine, Texas. And I have Hans here with me today. Hans, say hello to the crew.
Hello, my name is Hans Gruss. I'm the chief medical officer for a small biotech company based in the U.S. and the U.K., developing a new drug for premature ejaculation.
Awesome. Now, when it comes to the topic of premature ejaculation, I don't know that too many people get excited when it comes to that disease process. How'd you get involved?
Yeah, I actually got involved through being involved in clinical research for the last 30 years, been interested in urology conditions linked to quality of life questions. And clearly, premature ejaculation is a lifestyle indication with a significant impact on quality of life. And the opportunity came up to join a very small biotech company as their head medic.
So when you're looking for different job opportunities, and you're meeting with the people from the, you know, different companies, what makes you think, I think they might be onto something?
Yeah, I think that's a tricky question, I tell you, if you have no data. But what I was fascinated about was actually, the molecule we have isolated and we will test and develop comes out of a plant being used in South Africa for many, many, many years. So there was some clinical evidence that the alkaloids being used or coming out of these plants could have a biological effect. And then clearly, if you look at the medical problem related to premature ejaculation, it's a big problem. 6 to 8% of all men probably being affected. And there's nothing around, particularly in the US. There's no drug really being approved. There's a couple products approved in Europe, for example. But they're not really changing the picture. So I was really excited to have the opportunity to see if we can make that molecule work in premature ejaculation.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because in this space, there are no FDA-approved medications to treat premature ejaculation. And there are so many different like strategies. You know, I mean, that conversation when I am meeting with patients in clinic and we talk about delay sprays and pelvic physical therapy and sex therapy, and now there's transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation and their SSRIs. And when we think about that whole sort of portfolio, shall we say, of different treatment solutions, I personally do not like these longer lasting SSRI medications because of the potential side effects. So talk to me about the mechanism behind KH-001.
So KH-001 is one of the alkaloids within the mix of the plant originally. It has a very strong binding to the same receptor than the SSRI. So it inhibits SERT to a very high degree. It's a high affinity of binding and is a high potency. But it doesn't bind to any other CNS receptors. Mm. So we think from a CNS safety profile, it will be quite safe. So it will follow the same principle of SSRIs. But the but is now to use SSRIs of the classic category, you have to use them for 10 days or 14 days before you see an effect. Mm-hmm. So it's a classic pharmacology approach you're building up. What we have shown now in healthy volunteers is that the product we develop is rapid on and rapid off. So the long-lasting side effects should not really be visible. We have to prove that in the clinic, but we think that's the real difference, a totally different pharmacokinetic profile, and with no other receptor binding at all.
Very interesting. So you said quick on, quick off. Now with the SSRI, some people will prescribe them as needed or on a daily basis. How is this medication used that you all are developing?
So with the PK now being confirmed to allow us to do really rapid on off, and if you give it every day, for example, or use it every day, there's no accumulation. So we think it's a good example to use on demand. So people will use it 15 minutes prior to intercourse to have the desired effect.
Great. And you all are working towards FDA approval, huh?
Yes.
What's that process look like?
Yeah, we have to talk to the agency since there is no approved drug in the U.S. Uh-huh. we think the regulatory pathway is not as clear as it is for some other urology
drugs. So if there's nothing currently approved, does that make it more difficult or easier?
That's probably a mixture of both.
Yeah.
The key question is, what will the FDA accept as a medical relevant therapeutic effect? Mm. And if you go back to the past, duloxetine is a licensed SSRI outside of the U.S. Mm-hmm. So it's licensed in Europe and 60 other countries of the world. The FDA has refused duloxetine a license many years ago. So it will be key to really agree with the agency what they see as the endpoint. The problem we have is the definition of premature ejaculation is all over the place. Mm. You pick up a guideline and you have a different definition. So I think it is key to agree which patients do we include. Do we cut them off after 1 minute or after 2 minutes of premature ejaculation? And what is the effect size we need to really convince the agency to have an effective product? Mm-hmm. I think safety is a little bit more easier. We shouldn't see any significant safety signals in that indication. So I think that is more defined. But the efficacy signal is a little bit unclear. And the baseline population we will study at the end, it clearly needs to be agreed.
Yeah. It's always, yeah, I agree. Those definitions are a little bit challenging because when I see patients in clinic and I ask them, oh, well, how long do you think you're lasting? They have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, who's actually looking at a stopwatch when they're having sex, right? Especially if they feel like it's a short period of time. Mm-hmm. So people have very little concept. And the reality is we just need therapies that can help people last longer or orgasm sooner, right, regardless of what that time period is.
Yeah, clearly we hope to really change if the product is successful, mm-hmm, to change what we call the intimacy gap between females and males. And I think you referred to that, and you may have to change both of the key parameters here. But I think the problem is it is not academically very well established. So it happened more quickly, but that more quickly could also mean it's normal. It's maybe 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. Mm. So I think the reality and what people feel may not totally match. So I think a good set of criteria being agreed with the regulatory agencies around the globe will be key.
Yeah. Like I had a guy that I saw just this past week who was presenting with some concerns for delayed ejaculation. And I said, how long do you feel like it takes you to climax? And he said 15 minutes. So like that definition in terms of what becomes like pathologic or problematic is going to vary depending on our partner and how long it takes them to climax. And is it a Friday night where we might have more time versus like a Wednesday night? Yeah. And what age are we? And do we have the stamina to sort of like keep up for 15 minutes or do we want to climax in 5 minutes? And it's so variable depending on the circumstance.
Yeah. And I think the surrounding factors clearly of the setting of having the intercourse, mm-hmm, it will have a significant impact. And all of the studies done in the past have shown there is a degree of variability to assess these conditions. And I think we will face the same problems.
Yeah.
And as we know, placebo has an effect in premature ejaculation. So we have to cope with that issue as well.
Well, awesome, Hans. Thank you so much for sharing this exciting research.
Well, that's my pleasure.
Yeah, it's exciting to be kind of on the front lines of innovation and, you know, the development of new technologies and medications where there currently is a huge gap in terms of patient care. So we appreciate the work that you and your team are doing.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on today. Thank you all for joining us today on Pearls and Perspectives from the SMSNA.